Blog Talk Radio.
People wanted to hear some more of John Kennedy. We're going to repeat encore John Kennedy, President John Kennedy's humor at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He had fun with these dinners.
The 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, had frequently demonstrated a quick and ready wit. But his audience at the 1962 White House Correspondents' Dinner was unprepared for the high humor he revealed that night. It was shortly after his now-famous clash with the steel industry, in which the industry had announced and then rescinded a steel price increase.
I have a few opening announcements. First, the sudden and arbitrary action of the officers of this organization in increasing the price of dinner tickets by $2.50 over last year constitutes a wholly unjustifiable defiance of the public interest. If this increase is not rescinded, but is imitated by the gridiron, radio, TV, and other dinners, it will have a serious impact on the entire economy of this city. In this serious hour in our nation's history, when newsmen are awakened in the middle of the night to be given a front page story, when expense accounts are being scrutinized by the Congress, when correspondents are required to leave their families for long and lonely weekends at Palm Beach, the American people will find it hard to accept this ruthless decision made by a tiny handful of executives. Whose only interest is the pursuit of pleasure. I am hopeful that the Women's Press Club will not join this price rise and will thereby force a rescission. I'm sure I speak in behalf of all of us in expressing our thanks and very best wishes to Benny Goodman and his group, Miss Gwen Verdon and Bob Force, Miss Sally Ann Howes, Mr. Reed, who has some talent, but... Mr. Peter Sellers. I have arranged for them to appear next week on the United States Steel Hour. Actually, I didn't do it. Bobby did it, but we're going to... Like members of Congress, I have been, during the last few days over the Easter holiday, back in touch with my constituents and seeing how they felt. And frankly, I've come back to Washington from Palm Beach, and I'm against my entire program. Would you? I really feel that the only hope in 64 is to, on the Republican ticket, is to nominate Barry. But to be honest, I thought that before I went to Palm Beach. We are glad to have the Prime Minister tonight. Last night he was the guest of the publishers, and again he is tonight. We want him to know... how welcome he is. Lord Dunsany, a distinguished Irishman, said many years ago, to fight England is to fight fate. And I choose to believe in 1962, to be associated with England in a great cause is to be associated with fate. Prime Minister, we are proud to have you here again. We are...
Now, among the other interesting days on this date, we may as well get to the births, deaths, and events relative to U.S. Okay. Walt Whitman, the great Whitman, the great poet during the American Civil War, wrote Leaves of Grass, which later became a classical music piece conducted by, I think, Leonard Bernstein, Columbia Records, New York Philharmonic. He was born on this day, and of course, he was gay. He did try to nurse both Confederates and Union wounded in the Washington hospitals. He was a friend of Abraham Lincoln. Great poet and interesting man, to say the least. Big lawyer in Washington, D.C., and owner of the Washington Redskins. There's some political correction agenda at work. They wanted the Redskins and any other organization which uses such descriptive terms to drop Redskin or anything like that. It doesn't end with these people, does it? Great black opera singer, you know, considering it's interesting that blacks, American blacks who have achieved a lot, don't get into these agendas. It's these mediocrities and these nothings that push these agendas because they need face time. Joe Namath, great football player from Pennsylvania, the Coal District, his birthday. Great German, recent film producer and director, Rainer Fassbinder, gay. Brooke Shields, who wasn't in the altogether in that film Blue Lagoon. That was a double. Interesting double. Among the deaths today, we had Franz Joseph. He's the guy that wrote the German national anthem, which we are going to play today. Franz Joseph was known as, not Franz Joseph, Papa Haydn. Was known as, he wrote 101 symphonies. Nobody has written as many and has written as many works as he did during the 17th century, and he is the author and the composer of the German National Anthem, and it was originally written as an Austrian classical piece, but here we are playing it for you. Sorry about that. Thank you. usually called Deutschland über alles. Getting back to war, at the Battle of Jutland, the only major naval battle in World War I, Jutland is off of Denmark. A guy named Horace Hood, who was related to Samuel Hood, who was after the battle cruiser Hood was named after, and which was later destroyed by the Bismarck in World War, early days of World War II. The last, one of the last kings of Spain, Alfonso XIII, was assassinated on this day. Also, the Blonde Beast, the number two man in the Gestapo, Reinhard Heydrich, was assassinated in Prague. He was named by Himmler and Hitler to be the Lord Protector, or Protector. And, of course, when the Gestapo tracked down the assassins, they came to the village of Lidice in Czechoslovakia, and they wiped out everybody. The children went to the concentration camp. The village was totally razed, burned, and the ashes were dumped in the river. As a result, there, I think in Illinois, there was a city, a little town named Lidice, to memorialize the horrible things that the Nazis did. Another Nazi was born on this day, or died on this day. Should have died earlier. Walter Schellenberg, who was an attorney, just goes to show you how many dirty attorneys there are in history. Another dirty Nazi, Adolf Eichmann, was executed in Israel today, and his ashes were burned and dumped in the sea, and nobody will know where they're at. Rosie the Riveter, the woman who was the portrait for that, she died on this day, and we'll get her get some more information on it. Among the events today, get this, Massachusetts, which was the Bay Colony, they acquired Maine as a colony. It was annexed. I don't know what happened. Now, all these Tea Party people should know this, that in 1678, Lady Godiva, I won't say cavorted, but ran a horse in the nude to protest the tax policies at that time. Now, the only other groups that strip off to protest, to make a political statement, besides in San Francisco, where they're all these people are a bunch of carpetbaggers who should keep their clothes on and should be arrested for anesthetic exposure, but that's another point. That it's they're called the Dukovars, and these are Russians immigrants who came from Russia and settled in the far west, northern states, and what the women and the men would do when they didn't like a political decision, they'd strip off and march to the street. Well, the sight of them was so offensive. We weren't looking at Lady Godiva or Venus de Milo or Michelangelo. And so to get them to put their clothes back on, the city fathers would say, "What do you want?" and put your clothes back on. And they're called the Dukovars. Of course, we have these old gay types, and you can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site to see what transpired at the last Bait of Breakers, when we had not only old white naked white men running in the Bait of Breakers, we also had people who weren't even running, just walking around nude, displaying their shortcomings. So go to Amicus Veritas YouTube. AMICUSVERITAS. On this day in 1790, the first U.S. copyright law was passed. In 1868, we had the first Memorial Day parade. In 1868, we also get this, as much as I criticize the bicyclists, there was the first recorded bicycle race that occurred in Paris. It was like 2 kilometers. And, of course, those of you who like cornflakes, Kellogg cornflakes was invented by Dr. John Kellogg and lived in Battle Creek, Michigan. And it was designed, he was a health nut, he had a sanitarium up there. And Kellogg's cornflakes are very popular today, although we used to get them at school. And I remember I hated them. We had skim milk at the time, and it got very soggy. I like corn, but I don't like cornflakes. Also on to this day, one of the little-known accomplishments of the last Tsar of Russia, Tsar Nicholas II, in 1891, the Trans-Siberia Railroad was started, and this ran from Moscow to Vladivostok in Siberia. I understand it's quite a trip. Unfortunately, I haven't heard from my friend Drew Raines. In 1912, General Smedley Butler was part of the Marine contingent that went to Cuba. Now, we have a book by him, and I was given it to use as I saw fit, and it will be transcribed into CD, and it will be available. 1913, and this should have happened sooner, the 17th Amendment was passed, and that provided for the direct election of U.S. senators. Prior to that time, it was the state legislatures that chose the senators. Now, we need another constitutional amendment for term limits for everybody, including judges. In 1916, getting back to the Battle of Jutland, where the German high seas fleet was the Kaiser's toy, he didn't want to risk his fleet in a total throw of the dice against the British Grand Fleet. They met by accident off of Jutland, which is near Denmark, and it was a draw. The Germans had the better ships, but they had fewer of them. They had 110. The high seas, the British Grand Fleet was about 120 vessels, commanded by Admiral Sir John Jellicoe and his deputy Admiral Beatty, and they had a lot of problems with maneuvers. Their ships didn't have enough armor over the decks, and the same problem happened to the Hood when the Bismarck fired the few salvos at the Hood. The shells went through the deck into the magazine, and that's what caused the Hood to break up in that infamous battle in 1940. In 1927, Ford manufactured its last Tin Lizzie and then came out with the Model A, one of the best cars ever made. 1959, the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, ordered that school integration take place with all deliberate speed. I think that's their terms. And in 1961, and we'll get to this Monday, JFK and De Gaulle met in Paris. It was a state visit and one of John F. Kennedy's last, I think his only visit to Europe. So I think we need to, some of the things that are happening, we have heard from sources, a lot of people are going to thrift stores like Salvation Army, Goodwill, and we've heard from an employee at one of the major thrift stores, a lot of thrift stores, that they don't wash the underwear that are being sold. It may look clean when they get them, but they don't wash them again when they get them into the distribution centers and then send them out to the stores. Now, this is what happened at one Salvation Army store, and this came from another employee of the Salvation Army. She said, told me that this woman doctor, get this, woman doctor came in to buy some underwear because she was going to South America. She bought some bras. She goes down to South America, and we don't know what happened, but anyway, she got some kind of bug infection, and they had to do a total mastectomy of both breasts. I've heard from other people about do not buy underwear, even socks, in thrift stores. Well, some people are so their financial situation is so bad, that's all they can afford. So they said, the employee said, look, wash those garments in a very strong soap, even bleach if necessary, so that you don't get contaminated. But there's some people who will not touch used underwear, clean or not. One of the scandals that's going on, and a lot of people complain about insurance adjusters. Some are very good, and people have to realize that insurance adjusters work for the insurance company, whether you are insured with them or they're representing the person that caused the collision or accident or your injuries. Now, there are some very honest ones out there, some very competent ones. There's some who deal very efficiently, and then there's some sleazebags. And a senior citizen had this incident happen where there's total liability in a case where a youth from San Diego was up in San Francisco driving a rental car on a one-way street, and suddenly he backed up illegally and hit the vehicle of a senior citizen who was not at fault at all, was waiting for this guy to pass. Well, apparently, this is interesting. The kid did not have a cell phone, even though he was supposedly monitoring cell phone reception. So he borrowed his victim's cell phone to call the insurance company. And, of course, the senior citizen recorded all this on videotape and audio. And it turns out that the adjuster for this company, Karen Dow, apparently has bounced around from companies from AIG, USAA, Liberty Mutual, Safeco, Continental National Insurance, and a lot of questions. You know, I've never seen anything like this, and other people haven't. Anyway, she claimed in a phone call, which we have a copy of, and it's up on Amicus Veritas YouTube site. It's also on Best Insurance Videos, that she got a call from the victim's insurance company because they paid out $10,000, part of his medical expenses. He has more than that, and they want their money back. Well, she claimed in this telephone call that they were willing to take less money, and they had called her to negotiate this deal. Well, the insured, the victim, he called his insurance company and said, "What's going on here? I never authorized this. I will not authorize this, and I will not accept such a deal." Well, his insurance, he comes back and said, "We don't know what you're talking about. We don't have the right, and we did not exercise what this woman's claiming." So it turns out there's some other controversies involving this woman, this Karen Doe character. And so we're going to see what they want to do. I don't know. I understand she may not be working there anymore. But anyway, there's some serious questions of false impersonation of another insurance company's employee and using the mails to perpetrate this fraud. So, but here's what you should do. If you've been injured, whether you're in a car, truck, pedestrian, on public transportation, whether or not you have a lawyer, always verify that all of your medical records that you gave them, you signed a release for, and you have to do this, and you should do this, that the other party and your party gets copies of all the medical and dental records. This guy who was injured also was having a full upper denture. You cannot rely on other people to do work, you know, to protect you. You know, ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. And almost cost this guy until he started checking, because his hospital and his dental surgeon verified that there were no requests for records from Continental National Insurance and this Karen Dow character. But yet she put this in print. "We have requested, we have received, and we are reviewing your records." But apparently they never requested. I don't know what they received, if anything, according to what she said in the correspondence we have seen. And, this goes on all the time. We hear this goes on with other adjusters as well, who are sleazy, dirty, and will do anything to do a lowball settlement of a case. Now, what lowball means is settling the case or trying to con the victim into agreeing to a settlement less than what the case is, the claim is actually worth. This goes on all the time, and it goes on with many companies. So you got to be on guard. You know, as I said, ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. So that's one of the things you've got to do. So make sure that all your records are in the hands. If you've got an attorney, and sometimes you can settle these things yourself, but make sure that all your records are known to the party that you're their insurance company that you're suing, and to your own insurance company, because you may have a medical copay. So that's what's important. Now, some of the stuff can be seen on Best Insurance Videos, which is up on the World Wide Web. A lot of complaints, a lot of information about corrupt insurance adjusters and the things that they do to make themselves look good. Now, I was talking to a former insurance adjuster for a major company, and she told us today or yesterday that sometimes when these cases go on beyond 2 years, they begin to smell something's wrong. Because everybody tries to settle as quickly as possible to cut down on the litigation costs, correspondence, and all that. So, you know, be aware, protect yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Now, we will be back Monday, and we will have some more videos. You're not going to believe this, but now marijuana oil is the new ingredient in food. You're not going to believe what we put up on Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. Have a safe weekend. I'm losing my voice. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
Guys, go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clap?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
All right.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
Well, that's what a lot of politicians do. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Thank you for listening, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. Good night.